This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios, and we are brought to you by Buildings by Design. Buildings by Design has the full range of construction services using innovative construction techniques, cutting-edge equipment, and, of course, their personal relationships with their vendors, their designers, and their tradesmen. Your project will be handled in a professional and timely manner. Visit buildingsbydesign.com. Well, I'll tell you what. We have a great matchup tomorrow night right here on KFKA, and it's going to be the Wellington Eagles traveling the 6 miles to Timnath High School and taking on the Cubs. And, of course, Wellington's 2-0, but let's explain that a little bit. They played and they had an outstanding opening game against Severance, 20-13 in the opener, and they rushed for 283 yards. And then they win by 4 foot as Montezuma Cortez backs out and blames the game on injuries and so forth. I'm having a feeling they didn't want to make a long road trip, but so that 2-0 record includes that forfeit, whereas, you know, Timnath off to a nice start, 28-0 opening win over Berthoud and 19-6 victory over Severance. So let's get to the Clearwater Product Hotline. We're going to have one of the Wellington stars on today. Yeah, we'll even it up tomorrow. We'll have one of the Timnath players on as well. But let's get to that Clearwater Product Hotline and welcome the two-way player, all-stater, Brayton Meglin, Jr., Wellington High School. Brayton, how are you today, man?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. Did we get you out of class a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell your teacher thanks, because we do appreciate that and know that academics, of course, comes first. And but man, tomorrow night, this is what comes first: the game between you guys and the Cubs. You have had their number ever since the school has opened. You are undefeated against the Cubs. The Cubs keep growing up. You guys are defending state champions. And, hey, Brayton, coming off a state championship, not just Timnath, but does it feel a little different when you know everybody is gunning for you?
Yeah, I mean, it feels a little different compared to, like, last year, kind of like the underdogs. But this year it feels good just to, like, you know, everyone wants us, you know, because we're on the top. And when you're on the top, everyone wants you. It's like, it's a good feeling, but, you know, you got to defend it.
Yeah, you absolutely. And does it ever get tired of being introduced as a state champion?
No. I could get used to this.
There you go. And I know, man, you guys are out to defend it, and you have another outstanding team. You lost a lot of seniors, obviously, some outstanding seniors. But this year as a junior, how has your role changed? Has it changed?
For me, it's really been like more of like a leadership role, because, you know, like last year being a sophomore, you know, my name wasn't as big, but this year a lot of kids know me. A lot of kids, like, look up to me. So I just try my best to be a good leader and, like, show them the Wellington way.
Are you the fastest guy on your team?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Don't be humble. It's okay. Because if you're not, I want to see the other dude that's beating you in whatever dash we got going, because you flat out can fly, and I love watching you play. Being that two-way player, though, boy, you're really good on both sides. Do you have a preference, offense, defense?
I've always liked offense more, but especially since I've gotten into high school, I've liked defense a lot. Like, offense is always going to be my thing, but, like, I don't know. I'm really liking defense now.
You know, you share the backfield. It's not just like you get 30 carries a game.
Yep.
You know, Kyle had an outstanding Kistner, outstanding player as well. How's that camaraderie built amongst you running backs? Because in the running back room, man, you guys have some studs.
Yeah, we just got like tons of talent. Like even our second string, they're good enough where they can start if one of us got hurt. And it's just like we all have like a special bond of where there's no jealousy about who gets the ball and who's getting this, who's getting that. We all just block our butts off for each other, you know. And we got a new tailback, Riley Gearhard. He's a force.
Yeah, where did Riley come from?
He's been on our team. He was JV last year. We had seniors over him, but I've played with him since I was in sixth grade playing club football.
Sure.
So me and him, we live like 2 minutes away from each other. We've always been really good friends, and just like being able to grow as teammates and as friends together is just like really special.
And you know, you have a lot of guys that may not have seen as much action last year because of that strong senior class, and now it's somewhat their time to shine. And right, Riley's off to a great start. Hey, you played. You know, most of your freshman and sophomore year, you know, behind Tanner Gray.
Yeah.
Tell us now that quarterback change and how you're adapting and how the team's adapting.
Well, I got lucky because Eli Lavelle, he's literally one of my best friends. So we're hanging out every day. We got really good chemistry with each other on passing. And we've just really over the summer worked on, like, the main thing is just working on handoffs and all that. But everyone's adapted really well. Everyone knows who Eli is. He's a great person, great guy, great quarterback. We all love him. So I feel like it was a pretty easy, like, to adapt to it. And I feel like we're going to succeed really well with him.
You know, what I love about Eli, too, when he did come in last year, man, he played well.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the drive against Timnath that led you guys down the field. So it's fun to see him now get his opportunity. And that's what's beautiful about high school is, you know, it's different players every year. You never have the same team twice.
Yep.
That's for sure. Okay, this rivalry, we have to talk about it. In fact, later in the show, Brayton, I'm having one of the Iowa State players on that also played his high school football in Northern Colorado as they take on the Hawkeyes. So rivalries are built, you know, not just on the college scene, but the high school scene. I think the best one going in football in Northern Colorado might be Timnath and Wellington. Your thoughts?
Yeah. I agree with that. I mean, I know it's like a newer rivalry, but I feel like it's like the game is just something else. Like who owns like that part of the highway and just teams right next to each other. And like we're two new schools. We have the exact same like layout of the school.
Right.
So it's like, it's basically just like the battle of the two brothers, I guess.
Yeah, certainly is. And they're going to squabble a lot tomorrow night, those brothers.
Yep.
That's for sure. Is there anything different? Now, you guys are coming off the unfortunate four-foot game, and I know as a player you hate that because you want to be out on the field. But tell me how upbeat practice has been this week as you guys gear in on the Cubs.
Well, the four-foot was like a big letdown for us, but it just gave us – we were just like – it's Timnath time, like Timnath week. Everyone knows Timnath week's most important week for the regular season. Like, we just, our energy levels have been like literally skyrocket high. Like, everyone is pumped up. We were talking about, like, if our parents came up to practice, they'd think we're like on some drugs or something because we're so hyped, you know. It's just, the energy level is actually insane.
Well, you know, talk about parents in the community.
It's
fun just driving into Wellington when for someone like myself that doesn't live in Wellington. When I drive in there, you feel the vibe. You know how important football is to that community. And that's, you know, Coach Peoples somewhat helped develop this from the get-go.
Yeah.
Tell us, as you were a young player, you know, that eighth grader, that freshman, going into Eagles football, what's been that pride that you guys in the community have?
Well, I never, like, really knew, like, what it was going to look like. And then when I first stepped in, I was like, holy cow. Like, these people come out. Like, we don't have the biggest town, but everyone goes to the football games.
Like, you have the biggest crowd.
I haven't talked to a single person that lives in Wellington that doesn't go to the game, you know. And we, like, compare it to, like, other team stands and stuff. And ours, by far, are the most rowdiest and the loudest.
Oh, I would second that. It's always fun going to your place for the game. And, of course, tomorrow we're at Timnath. Now, you played at Timnath 2 years ago as a freshman, right, on that field?
Yeah, or I was at CSU.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Good reminder.
I've never got to play there yet.
So this will be your first time on the actual field at Timnath High School. And, of course, it's a nice stadium, not as what do I want to say? Maybe as small and warm-like as Wellington's field is, but it's a great field, a great, great facility.
Yep.
Tell me the atmosphere of school, too, the non-football kids.
Oh,
you know, is this a week that they also kind of step up?
Yeah, it's a big time. Like, we're seeing, like, a bunch of posts on Instagram from Tim this side and all the stuff they're doing and trash talk and all that, and we just come back even harder, you know. All the kids are getting hyped up, you know. It's like everyone knows the biggest game of the week. Everyone is going to come out to this. Everyone's talking about it everyone, like, with the 9 News game of the week. We're all getting votes for that. And, like, Timnath and us, we're, like, one of the smaller schools in the votes. And we already have the most votes by far. So,
well, that's because everybody within both schools is backing you so well.
Yep.
We're excited because we get to do the game on the radio tomorrow night.
Yeah, yeah, I'm excited.
And you know, I'm going to be calling your name. Now, okay. Do you think am I going to call it first on a TD or maybe a pick?
I think it's going to be a touchdown.
All right.
I believe it'll be a touchdown, yeah. And then a pick.
And then a pick. There you go. Love that.
I
love that. And Eli, how do you guys, and Eli's been through this, but he hasn't been through it as a starter.
Yeah.
And you guys that have played more as starters in the past year, what kind of things are you trying to relay to your teammates that may have been on the field, but maybe not that in a significant role that they will be tomorrow night?
Mainly it's just about, like, having the pressure, being able to control that pressure. Like, it's a great feeling to, like, be under pressure, in my opinion, but, like, you have to be able to, like, tone it in, you know? You have to be able to know how to control it, and I feel like that's the best thing, like, we can do to relay to our teammates is, like, there's going to be a lot of pressure on us, and we just got to know how to, like, tone in that pressure and just keep pushing forward and get the win.
Hey, Brayton, you are a talented young man and could play for any high school in the state, and I'm talking 5A, the big schools, whoever we can say, you'd be on the field. But you may not be on the field for them both ways. How fun is it for you to be that two-way player, knowing that you just go play football?
Yeah, it's just like, it feels like backyard football, you know, just always playing. Football has always been the biggest, for my first love, you know, just always out there playing, just being able to never come off the field, you know. When I need a break, I could get one for one play and then go right back in. Just being able to do that for my team is just amazing.
All right, we got you out of class a little bit, Brayt. What's your favorite? Let's give a shout out. What's your favorite subject at Wellington High?
Favorite subject?
Yeah.
Ooh, right now I'm like in my college history class with Mr. Klein.
college history class with Mr. Klein. Well, shout out to Mr. Klein.
All right.
So what are we studying in history right now?
Right now, this week. Just got done with the American Revolution.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
Yeah.
It is fun.
Yeah, we wrote a big essay on that. It's right now, like, we're transitioning right now, so we're starting a new unit. Just finished that, which is like kind of perfect timing, but yeah, just finished that.
That is fun because we talk about all the football, but our audience, they know you guys have to go to school, and the more you enjoy school, the better the better it is. Hey, are you a college football fan?
Oh yeah, big time.
Okay, who's your favorite team?
Probably CSU right now.
Okay, CSU. Yeah. So nice start for the Rammies. Last week, Jim Mora, seems like it's been a positive thing. How about rivalry when you think of college football? Who's one of the games that you're going to kind of look forward to maybe following this year?
Well, you know, it was the Wyoming for CSU.
Yeah,
I went to that game.
The Border War.
That was big for me. I don't know, really. Mainly I just look at, CSU, Wyoming, those type of games. But honestly, I want to see Ohio State versus Michigan. Like, that game's always something.
That's always a good one. Depending on fan base and everything like that. Now, Micah, our producer who called you, he has his Washington shirt on today, which is very unusual because he only wears two different uniforms.
Thursday. I wear this shirt on Thursday during Husky season.
Thursday, okay. But the other 300 and whatever days he wears Bronco gear.
Oh, heck yeah.
I have one Avalanche shirt.
Okay. Are you a Bronco fan?
Yeah, I'm a diehard.
Okay. Yep. We can have him back, Micah. Okay. He's welcome back on the show because Micah won't screen the calls or anything like that.
Yeah.
Hey, and before I let you go, Brate, you know, one of the things I love when we go out to Wellington for a game is how patriotic your team displays, the community. How special is that, running out with the American flag?
I mean, it's just something else. Like, a lot of people don't, like, really get to do it. And I feel like it should be more like that, you know. It should be more like how it is at Wellington everywhere. But I'm just so grateful that we get to have that and that we live in this country.
Well said. And we look forward to the game tomorrow night. Hey, concentrate on the studies the rest of the day, because I know as a coach, the longest day of school is game day. You can't wait for school to get over. So hang tight there, man. And we'll be calling your number tomorrow, Brayton.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the call.
All right. Absolutely. Brayton Meglin, man, this guy can fly. Great offensive. Boy, is he a good defensive back. Really super. And fun talking to him. Well, we're going to, I guess, around 10:40, because he's in a meeting right now. But we're going to be catching up with Eddie Lemos, a former Resurrection player who plays for Iowa State. And it's their rivalry week this week as they take on the Hawkeyes. And we'll talk to Eddie under new head coach. I think it's Jimmy Rogers, and get the lay down on that. And when we come back, Mike and I, we'll talk a little quarterback NFL, kind of like the morning guys did. See where Micah has ranked after Bo Nix, of course. We'll try to talk a little bit about that. But want to thank Walker Mowers, of course. Your property deserves more than just a mower. It deserves a Walker mower. Built for year-round performance with attachments to tackle any season. We're getting toward the end of the summer, but this is one machine every season. Unmatched versatility. Walker mowers, fast, easy, beautiful mowing. And, of course, thank them for our Athletes of the Month. And Jack Gebhardt, who was the player of the game, quarterback for the Loveland Red Wolves, this month's player, male recipient, and Jenna McGinnis, the outstanding pitcher for the Windsor Wizards. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with a little quarterback chat after this.
The Hull Show is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. local news, thoughts on the big game, weather and traffic updates, and more. Good Morning NoCo, weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studio. Hey, from neighbors helping neighbors to local businesses building brighter futures for as our communities grow. When your money stays local, it is the best thing. At Mountain Valley Bank, whether you're opening your first checking account, starting a business, or maybe buying that dream home, every dollar you invest with Mountain Valley Bank stays right here in the local community. No matter where you are at in your financial journey, Mountain Valley Bank is here to help everyone each step of the way. Visit bankmvb.com. Mountain Valley Bank, you belong here. Well, Micah, you know, last night the NFL season started. I know you live for football season. Just getting ready to, you know, kind of sit back and watch the overtime. And Drake May makes a bad decision.
Yeah, Drake May seems, I don't want to call him a fraud just yet, but I kind of agree with Tanner that he had a very easy schedule last year.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the two toughest games, obviously. The last game he played last year against the Seahawks, and, of course, opening up this year with the Seahawks. But
and I
happy
Seahawks,
for our boy Drew Lock.
Yeah, how about that?
That was fun to see him all smiles after the game last night. But
and, you know, holding no ill will against the man. He wasn't... I don't want to crap too much on all those quarterbacks during the dark years because, you know, you had defensive-minded coaches who weren't great offensively. I think the offensive coordinators weren't always that great. So, like, I give Drew Lock a little bit of a pass.
Sure.
I think he's a fine backup quarterback, and he showed it.
Yeah, absolutely. And during those dark years of the Broncos that you talk about, would there have been dark years if the Broncos would have picked now who's number one ranked quarterback in the NFL by many people, Josh Allen?
I don't think so. I still don't think they'd, like, there were a lot of problems with the Broncos outside of quarterback. Quarterback was the glaring issue, but They had a lot of issues, like, coach-wise. Like, none of the three coaches that they had during the dark years could call a timeout at the right time, or they would make bad coaching decisions. And I love our defensive coordinator. He's going to be a great head coach again.
Does a great quarterback mask some of those problems?
Oh, quite a bit.
Yeah.
Quite a bit, absolutely. I mean, John Elway masked. He was not in the right offense, I think, for John Elway. Like, they never drafted the right guys, and John Elway covered for a lot of that. Once they finally drafted the right guy and had the right coach for Elway, that's when he shined. That's when, like, he had a full team. You're right. Like, a great quarterback makes up for bad coaching. A great defense makes up for bad coaching sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
And I mean, the Ravens won the Super Bowl, and they didn't have great quarterbacks.
A great defense helps a maybe not such a great quarterback get to become a great one.
And Peyton Manning, great quarterback, not his finest year that last year.
Right.
And Brock Osweiler. Brock Osweiler went to the Texans and did nothing. And frankly, like, I believe some of that is on the Texans franchise because they're terrible. I believe some of, like, C.J. Stroud, I don't think he's as bad as people say he is, but he might end up having just the one good year.
Josh Osweiler, he is an outstanding analyst.
Oh, he's great. Games that he's calling.
Yes, he is among the top analysts.
Brady Quinn, too.
Probably not, you know, quite known yet. But yes, he is top notch. All right, Micah, number one quarterback in the NFL.
One through five is a Denver Bronco. Not gonna. Oh wait, no. I've actually exempted the Broncos because I have been drinking a lot of orange Kool-Aid today. Stafford is your number one.
Matt Stafford. Okay.
If you want to go far in the playoffs,
yep.
Not Josh Allen. He chokes at some points, so, but I'd call him a number two on this list.
Okay.
Joe Burrow would be number three if he had a better franchise. He yep. could actually probably beat. I don't want to say he'd be the number one, but I think he'd be a lot better if he had a real team. Justin Herbert kind of has the same situation. Yeah, he does choke. But the Chargers have had the same situation the Broncos had a few years in a row where, like, everybody was hurt. The Chargers have gone through that. And they might start going through that again, which is unfortunate for him. I don't think he's as bad of a quarterback as, you know, some people think he is. I'd put him top four. I think he's going to have a good year and losing the wild card.
There you go. You know what? We're pretty much on the same page.
And Caleb Williams.
I would put Josh Allen number one still.
Okay.
I would put him number one. Number two, a little bias in me on this one because he's my fantasy quarterback, Joe Burrow.
Okay.
But
I have no problem with switching the top three.
But he has to stay healthy. You know, he just has to stay healthy. Number three for me, I would probably have to go with Patrick Mahomes on overall.
I think he's top 10, but not anymore.
Overall work. And again, I am anxious to see his mobility Monday night, what he does.
And immobility.
I hope Nick Bonito, the other 15, number 15, has his way. I've always liked Justin Herbert. I think he's underrated.
I think Caleb Williams, like, he had a good year last year. Yeah, easy schedule, and the schedule gets harder. I think he's going to have a pretty decent season.
Yeah, and Matt Stafford would round up my number five. So we're kind of the same guys, maybe slightly different order.
Honorable mention, though, Trevor Lawrence and Jordan Love.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of honorable mentions.
Jordan Love gets a lot of hate.
Yeah.
He gets a lot of hate, and it's unfortunate because I think sometimes he's not the best, but I think he's underrated. I put him top 10 as well.
Guy that just signed an extension down in Tampa Bay, not bad, Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield, I don't want to call him middle of the pack, but that 1 year he had, actually he's had a couple of pretty decent years. I just don't think a lot of times the leadership is good. The Browns made one of the dumbest decisions they've ever made to get rid of him.
No doubt.
He helped win you beat the Steelers in the playoffs, and then like a year or two later, he's gone. Cleveland, you are worse than the Rockies.
Haunted him ever since. Hey, we want to catch up with Eddie Limos when we come back. Let's take our break now, and we'll get a hold of Eddie and talk a little college football.
The Hull Show is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Local news, thoughts on the big game, weather and traffic updates, and more. Good morning, NoCo. Weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Music. Welcome back to Coach Speak Live from the Yellow Fiber Studio. Hey, want to thank Eaton A&W, of course, the family-owned restaurant providing good times, good food, right off of Highway 85 there and off of Oak Avenue in Eaton. Get that Papa Burger, Micah's Cheese Curds. I'm going with the Papa Burger all the way, but you can throw darts at that menu and land up with a winner. But open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 9, Sundays, 8 to 8. Eaton A&W, good food, good times. And, hey, the Clearwater product hotline is hot right now as we head to Iowa and catch up with Eddie Lemos of the Iowa State Cyclones. Eddie, how are you, man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. I know you just got out of a meeting. Thanks for hopping on with us. Hey, after missing last year with an injury, how fun was that to get back on the field last week?
It was awesome. It felt, and I was a little nervous to get back out there, but it was great. I loved it. I enjoyed it so much.
So you say a little nervous. Give us that emotion that you feel. That first game of the season, which was a victory, but tell us those emotions for you, Eddie.
I just felt super blessed, you know, to be out there again and get the opportunity to play with, you know, all my teammates and showcase what I can do again, you know, and I just felt super, super blessed to be out there again, honestly.
Well, and for our listening audience, Eddie Lemos is a former Resurrection Christian Cougar, state wrestling champion, but as you know, always was that outstanding football player, and now a member of the Iowa State Cyclones, as he has been since his freshman year. No transferring for Eddie, man, but with everything involved in the coaching change, was that maybe a thought that went through your head after Coach Campbell went to Penn State?
I mean, not a thought. I always wanted to be here and stay here. And then, like, especially when I knew who was coming in to be the coaches.
Yeah, Jimmy Rogers.
Yeah, it made me want to stay even more, you know. And then speaking to them and talking to them even more, it truly made me want to stay and be a part of this team and this staff. So, you know, as soon as I found out and talked to him more, I truly wanted to stay right away, and I'm glad I did.
Hey, two outstanding coaches, obviously. What has Coach Rogers brought into the program after being that head coach at South Dakota State? And he's won a national championship,
yeah.
You know? So, you know he's been there, but what were some of the maybe changes that might be interesting to our audience between the two programs?
Yeah, I would just say, honestly, just like the way he goes about himself, I really like the way he talks and just explains things, because he's more of a defensive guy, I would say, and just the defense as a whole is different, truly, and, you know, just hearing him talk about defense and all of our defensive staff is just, it's really intriguing, and I've learned a lot and I love it. I really do enjoy listening to them, and I've learned a lot as well. Making the move to safety, I play safety now. So,
right.
Yeah. And making that move as well has been truly helpful in my football career. And I've learned a lot in that aspect. So
Eddie, is it an entirely new defensive staff for you?
Yeah, it is. It's
okay.
Entirely new staff.
Yeah, so new staff, and it's fun. Hey, you're one of the veterans now. We can call you a veteran on the roster, you know, but 83 new guys.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big number. How has Coach Rogers developed that camaraderie between, you know, the guys that stayed and the guys coming in? What's the atmosphere in practice and in the program, buddy?
Yeah. I mean, as soon as we got here, we knew, like, how many new guys. Like, it was obviously, you know, 83 new guys, you know, you don't really know anything about each other. You don't know where you came, like everyone came from, even each other's names. There's so many people. But as we start going through the grind and, you know, the early morning workouts during winter, you know, a whole spring ball, a whole summer, a whole fall camp, you know, you really start to learn and invest in one another and get super close. And that's like, that's why we're all so close now and connected. I feel like as a team, even though we've had so many new guys, like, we all feel like family here now because of how much stuff we have done outside of the facility, because I feel like that's really important. When you do stuff outside of the facility and outside of football, it's when you really, really grow the team. So,
and I'll tell you what, this week, I know it's special.
Yeah.
How does a kid from Colorado and, you know, kids from other states, once they get on campus, understand the intensity of this rivalry between Iowa State and Iowa?
Yeah, it's just been such a long rivalry. I feel like, you know, you just got to watch it. You can just see it even when we're playing out there, like how physical it truly is, how bad, like, one another won it's true. And then especially like if you even have a chance to go to the game, you can just feel the energy and feel, you know, how much competitiveness is within that game. So it's gonna be a good one. I'm excited.
Can you even tell the difference on campus during this week?
You can just feel it. Everyone, you know, we know it's a big week and, you know, rivalry that we want every year between any sport, whatever sport it is. So,
and Eddie, I'm going to take you back. You know, you walked on at Iowa State. You attended a camp there. They loved you. They said, hey, come be part of our program. Man, I can't believe you are a senior now. But just give us a reflection of what it's meant to you to be part of this Cyclone football program.
Yeah, like I said, it's went by in a blink of an eye, to be honest. I remember just being a freshman here on campus, being so nervous to just be here in general, you know, thinking there's all sorts of thoughts, you know, doubts, happiness, you know, everything that you can imagine. And now just that I am a senior now, it really is crazy, but it's a blessing that, you know, I've been able to make it through all of it, and I wouldn't have been able to do it without a lot of people in my life. So,
how's that move to safety been?
It's been good. I'm enjoying it. It's really fun. You know, it's different. It's for sure different than corner.
You know?
You got to see the whole big picture, see formations a lot more. So it's fun though. I'm enjoying it. Still learning every single day. I'm still learning for sure. You know, having that switch.
And that's got to make it fun too, because I can see you as outstanding at that position. Just knowing your athleticism and your that cognitive ability you have for the sport, how good you can really be. So I don't know how you felt about the move, but man, I think it's outstanding on what you and the staff are doing. Hey, it's a long season. How much time did you get off before intense fall camp?
Not a lot. We had a week off and maybe week and a half off during the whole summer,
sure.
Like two separate breaks, 4th of July and June. And then we had that big, summer break. That's like about 2 weeks at the end of school. But I mean, that's really about it, honestly. You know, a winter break in there, like after the whole season, but that's really about it, honestly. So not a lot of time off. We're pretty much on the go. So when we do get that time off, I try to take advantage of it as much as I can.
I'm sure you do. But, playing the Big 12, man, special, you know, just special places you visit and things like that. This year, will there be any stadiums that you will play at that you haven't been to yet?
UCF, Baylor, trying to think where else I haven't been. I know UCF.
Yeah, UCF.
Let me see our schedule.
Well, those are two pretty impressive ones right there.
BYU.
Oh, man.
Yeah, BYU.
Hey, do everybody a favor and go beat BYU this year.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, hey, that's the goal.
All right, yeah. BYU fans, no, you do not have to text in or anything like
don't
that.
Don't write nice letters to us.
Yeah, yeah, of course. But in, anyway, but those are special places. Hey, academically, I know you're a bright guy, by the way, for our audience. Eddie was all Big 12 academic and is on that list. That is something special. And tell us how the importance of academics have been to you, Eddie. And I guess we have about a minute left here, buddy.
Yeah, for sure. Super important. You know, I try and pride myself in academics because I feel like that translates to the field. If you're on top of academics, on top of, you know, keeping your grades high, then you're going to want to be on top of it, you know, with your playbook and everything else with that translates to football on the field then, you know. So I feel like everything in your life, you really got to try your best and work hard and not be lazy with things, because if you're lazy with things, then that's going to translate to any sport and anything that you are doing. So that's just the biggest thing I do take away from having good grades.
Well, the tenacity you've shown, the perseverance, overcoming the adversity, you know, with the injuries, and then just continue to get back on the field, man. We are so proud of you. Fun question here. Well, it's fun for me. Who's the toughest guy on the Iowa State football team?
I gotta say Isaac Terrell. He's a D lineman.
We're watching, man. Isaac, man. We're gonna keep our eyes on Isaac. Hey, that's for sure. As well as you, Eddie. Hey, we're at the end. Thanks so much for joining us. I hope to catch up with you again during the season. But hey, go get the Hawkeyes, buddy.
For sure. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Eddie Lemos, man, so much fun catching up with him. And we'll take a break now, and we'll come back and wrap up Coach Speak after this.
Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Rocky Mountain Kickoff is back. Hear the fellas every Friday at 2 and gear up for another big weekend of football. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. Oh, man, great talking to Eddie Lemos. Hey, if you did text us today, we're having computer issues, so we may not have gotten to you. But thanks to Eddie Lemos for taking time out of his day to join us on Coach Speak. Of course, the rivalry tomorrow, Timnath Wellington. Thanks to Brayton Meglin. Make today your masterpiece. We love you, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.